Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening. To Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
To compare with pure imagination, living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be. Do
feel so alone. A ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go?
Rainy, rainy. That's right. Life is but a dream. Life is golden dream, huh? Welcome to the Play Experience. They call me Ombasa Sophira. Who I am? I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, all wisdom, and always, always, all love. I give thanks. It's Dalila Ndakari, my boy, always bringing me on the playground every week, rowing me in the boat for this journey, this wonderful journey called life. I love it. And at the top, you heard George Gorillaz. He always tops us in, brings us in with the pure imagination. You can find him at evzonemusic.com. And after that, our love goddess, sprinkling the love dust, reminding us that the revival of any love story is always us. Always. Yes, indeed. Taking full control, taking all our power back. Yes, indeed. And without further ado, the two women that are hanging out with me on the playground today. Oh, yes. I feel so wonderfully empowered. Yes, indeed. I already felt empowered, but they are giving me some streams of love that is, this voyage is becoming much more. Because that's what we do for each other in relationships. And what they're doing for each other, they are so passionate about making sure that every woman who wants to make shifts in their lives gets to do so. Just by the tools and the love that they're sharing, their work reconnects women to their true source of being, not only by healing their relationships with their bodies, their sexuality, their creativity, but also through both of their companies as they assist people with healing any wounds that were incurred by themselves or from relationships, you know? And because this type of work that we do, the intention is to restore balance from within and without. And when we can bring that abundance of feminine energy and restore it and align it and balance it, we can then be able to co-create with the masculine energy in a much more harmonized and balanced way. So you can understand why I am so enamored to have these beautiful, beautiful sisters, Taliba and Didi, of Earth Herb Organic Herbal Company, and she's also the founder of Divine Wombs for Life. Sounds good, huh? And Tama, yes, indeed, okay, Tama Sirwa. And she's the founder of the Womb Sauna. Welcome, ladies. I welcome you to the Play Experience. I am just so overjoyed to have this TNT, okay? I call y'all TNT. You know, okay, that's a serious dynamite, right? Liquid love, right? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, indeed. And well, you know, I have to get it off the top. I know that Tama is moving. She's you're still moving along here, right, Tama?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm shadowing.
Okay,
I'm
okay, shadowing. Very good. So I'm going to, all right, well, I'm going to start with you. Let's hear you tell us, who is Tama Sirwa?
Oh, wow, I love that question. because it took so long for me to really get clear with who I am. And so just to introduce myself to everyone, I am the pioneer of the Womb Sauna. We're known for helping women heal their selves, their wombs, their lives through the art of vaginal steaming. But we do a lot of other amazing things as well. And my journey started with healing my own womb. I was diagnosed with PCOS, which stands for polycystic ovarian syndrome. So long story short, several traditional medicinal specialists later, I still did not have an answer, nor did I have any relief. And that was my turning point where I said, I need to return to the earth. I need to understand maybe a more natural approach. And with my first attempt at that, through detoxing my body and then incorporating the vaginal steaming, I literally had a shift to the point now that some of my doctors look back at my medical history and say, well, maybe you were misdiagnosed, because I was diagnosed with something they said you could not cure. And so what is important to me in our conversation tonight and when I introduce myself to people, I am your cheerleader. I believe that every single woman and man can heal themselves. And if you have that intention and you're ready to do the work, it will work when you work it. And so that's what I do. I help women get the tools that they need and get started with their healing journey and manifest their healing. So I'm so happy to have the opportunity to share some of what I do. And thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's my true pleasure and honor. And you know, we both know we teach by example. We can only teach what we know. What we know and how we know it is through experience. There's nothing nobody can actually tell us that we can go teach. And so with that, I want to ask you also, you started at a pretty early age dealing with, what was your first organization?
Oh, good Lord.
You're a true businesswoman.
Entrepreneur to the fullest. I started my first organization at 6 years old. It was called CWA, which stood for Children with Attitudes. Designed the logo to look like a little diamond with a little swirl on the end. And every week, we would have our little bar stool, and we would meet the kids on my block, and we would talk about how to say no to drugs, how to listen to your parents. So, you know, I mean, and even before then, I was that two-year-old laying hands on other babies saying, be healed. You know, I can't hear me.
Okay. Well, we got everybody can see we got the right one on the playground right now. You know. Okay, Taliba. Okay, let's go to Taliba right here. Taliba, who are you, my dear sister?
That is like an entrepreneur for real. She came already. I am, dude. I am. That's who I am. But I am here on this planet to help educate women and men to live a natural lifestyle. That's basically what I'm here for, teaching women how to take care of their wombs, the gateway that, you know, every human being comes through. So my purpose at this time is just to help women understand their bodies, their mind, and their spirit so that they can be their true, authentic self and, you know, step into their shadow, because the shadow is what's going to heal you. You know, we all hide behind a mask every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just here to help you remove those layers of mask, those layers of fear and the things that you're burying deep within your womb and release them. That's basically, you know, what life is all about, releasing all that stuff. You know, we don't need to be holding on to nothing at this point in time. You know, in the place of the universe, I just use that energy plus, you know, my medicinal history of doing concoctions and making formulas to help assist that. So that's who I am.
Yeah. And I love when you say comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. Ah, yes, indeed. That was so slapped down good for me, man. Because it's like, you know, you got to unearth it. You got to go there. You got to dig. You got to get it. You can't, you know, earthquakes are good, you know?
Yeah. If you're comfortable, you are not progressing in life. If you're in a comfortable state where, you know, I'm comfortable, I'm good, well, you're not expanding. You know, the universe is constantly moving. So if you stand in one spot, oh, I'm comfortable, I'm cool, then you're not elevating your mind. You're not expanding your spirit to the potential that it can go, because we expand every day if we really tune in and understand. Like, we change every day. And if you're not changing, then you're not evolving. So I'm here to shake you up if you're comfortable. I'm going to disturb your peace for a minute, because, you know, in the church I was raised, where when there was a lot of confusion and people moving around, and my mama would say, peace, be still. she like would tell peace to be still, because when peace is in motion, chaos is a good thing if you look at it in another perspective. But when you say peace be still, then you can get yourself into perspective and understand what's going on, and then you can start moving again. Because it's all about moving. You got to move.
Now, you know, that is really powerful. You know, you actually, I mean, your mom actually said that when
peace be still. I mean, because, you know, I know what that feels like when you say that, when anybody sits and says that to themselves, peace be still. You got to feel it. In that moment, in that second, I should say, nanosecond, it takes you straight to the still point. It takes you straight there. It's just that we jump right out because, okay, yeah, but now we got to, you know. Let me ask you this. And I want to ask you for both of you, because you use this word so profoundly, womb. What does womb mean for you when you feel it in your womb?
womb to me is heaven. That is the place that we came before we were on this plane called Earth. That's the place where we learn, you know, in the things about life in the womb. You know, we got 9 months, you know, and it's going through a whole process to where we are developing into a human being. So, you know, that place, womb, is the most sacred space on the planet Earth. It is where we learn everything from spirit, mind, and body in the womb. We come out ready. It's just that when we get in this society, we are conditioned and we are untaught of who we really are, and start learning these things that really don't vibe with who we are, because, you know, in society, it's all about, you know, impressing somebody and also suppressing people to not use their power to the full potential. So, hey, the womb is heaven. That's where you heal. That's where you go. That's where that dark space is. That's life. That's life. That's heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get no better than that.
You try to me, Taliva, it's my turn. I get to get in on this juicy
yes,
piece of this conversation.
Yes.
I believe that the womb has so many layers. So you have the cosmic womb, which is vast, everything. It's like that void before God spoke and created everything, analogy type of energy. Then you have the womb of your body, which everybody's familiar with, your reproductive system. And then you have the womb of your mind, your seat of creativity, where things get birthed, where your passion sits, your purpose sits. And you have the womb of your spirit, which is your divine self. And so womb, in summary, is the vessel in which things are born. But from which angle it comes from everywhere. You know, I always say, show me someone who hasn't passed the school. You won't find that person. So, you know, I agree with what my sister said about it being everything, the essence of everything. It is life. And that's why womb healing cannot just be about what to do with your fibroids or what to do with the physical manifestations. Because your womb is not just a physical vessel. It's more than that, you know, so. That's my perspective.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, Taliva, you do something called moon time, where you work with the moon time and you deal with the cellular patterns of your moon time. Now, for people who may not know, what is moon time?
The moon time is the phases of the moon. In one aspect, but moon time today, what we're referring to is our menstrual flow. That's how we flow. That's moon time. You know, I don't like to call it period. I don't like to call it that. I mean, that's not appropriate for what's really happening, because the blood that's flowing that we releasing, it was at one time, you know, we would sync with the moon, and when it was a new moon, then we would have our moon flow. So I call it in reference to moon time. So that time is the most powerful time that a woman can have in her ages, you know, from puberty up until, you know, whenever she have that moon pause. So that time is a very powerful time, because the blood that we are releasing is linked back to 7 generations of our bloodline family. That's some power. You know, when you hear people talk about, oh, we need to connect with our ancestors, yes, that's how we connect to our ancestors. You know, we have to remember that, you know, whenever we're doing libations or whatever, we always say, and for the children yet unborn, and then the things that we're doing now is going to affect the next seven generations to come. Well, we have access to use our ancestors' powers seven generations back. That's powerful. And it's linked to our blood, and women don't really know that. So the moon time is a very sacred time, and I have a course where people can, women can take the online course to learn more about how to tap into that power, how to, you know, things you should be doing while you're on your moon time to help change the cellular pattern of how you're having your moon times. You know, I deal with a lot of women, and, you know, some of them, when they change their diet, that helps out too. But the way I work is through spirit. You know, everything is starting with your spirit, and you have to work on that level in order to correct whatever is going on with you. So when you're dealing with spirit, you have to talk to yourself. You got to talk to your womb. And when you're on your moon time, what you're thinking while you're on your moon time, whatever you're thinking, that is what's going to come again the next time you have your moon time. So if you're having a painful menstrual cycle or an abnormal menstrual cycle, your 3 days are your most vulnerable days. So those first 3 days, you're doing a ritual to help correct and change your cellular pattern. Because if you keep thinking the same thing over and over, oh, I dread my moon time, oh, this time coming again, then when it comes, that's what you're going to have, a dreadful moon time. But if you change your thoughts and, you know, navigate through that and say, I'm going to have a pleasant moon time, and, you know, just change your cellular patterns. It's all about what you're thinking. So if you think that you're going to have a dreadful one, you will. But if you change and elevate and raise your frequency to knowing that you're going to have a more peaceful, a more calm, a more loving, and then accept your moon time and know the power of it and honor it. So with that, that's where the cellular pattern comes in, to where you can change it. That's the beauty of bleeding. I mean, we have the opportunity to rid old patterns, old habits, whatever we want to release is done during that time.
And we're going to take a break in a minute, but when you speak about the womb, and the experiences, the emotional experiences you talk about that are stored in the womb, speak a little bit about that. But also, I want to ask you, does this just pertain to women? Yeah.
No, it pertains to everybody. Everybody.
Okay.
Men, women, how, child, it doesn't matter. Because we all have cells. We all have blood flowing through our body. And whatever traumatizes us as a kid or whatever, even as adults, the cells hold on to that. It's a memory that the cells hold on to. And because we don't know how to properly correct or nurture or do rituals to help ease when we're traumatized, we don't have programs set, you know, in order for us to go through and to help bring back balance into our life, then we just keep that imprint of whatever happened to us, however we was traumatized, it stays with us until we make a conscious note to change it. So men, women, it doesn't matter. We all hold, we have cellular memory. Our cells remember everything that we do. Everything. That's how come you know if you don't know, you touch a hot plate, you will know it's hot. So you know you're not going to touch that hot plate again because you remember that. Your cells remember that.
I heard that. I heard that. It's all in your cellular memory. That's right, DNA. We want to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask Tamar about the vaginal steaming, and then I have a couple questions for both of you. I just love this. Love. We're listening and talking to Taliba and Didi and Tamar, Sarah. And am I saying it right, Sarah? Sarah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Sarah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Sarah. So, and we'll be back on the other side. If you have any questions, you can just call in 347-426-3346 and press 1 on your keypad. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sofira, on the Playground of Life, the Play Experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your Ancestral Blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
And we're back. Tema and Taliba, are you here, ladies? I think they are here. Let's see where they are. Are you here on the playground?
I'm on the merry-go-round.
Oh, you were on the merry-go-round. That's what happened. I was looking all over the place. I said, where did they go? I was over there playing double dutch, girl. Huh? All right. Well, I'm glad we came back. Okay.
All right. So anyway, I'm going to get back to my questions because this is so hot over here. TNT. Yes, indeed. You better, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Yes, indeed. TNT. If you don't know, you better ask. Look, ask somebody. That is what is up. Yes, indeed. Y'all going to make me come up there to Maryland now.
Hey,
okay.
Come on.
So, before, I know that's right. Before I ask about vaginal steaming, though, I want to ask you, Tama, when you assist people from removing blockages that keep them from moving forward, is your work primarily with the physical health? How do you work that with them?
So most women come to me because they're experiencing something physical. But then when they come to the office and they get on that pot, we start healing deep emotional wounds. So I've helped women who've come with fibroids, they start working on healing daddy issues and the fibroids begin to be released from the body. So what I specialize in is teaching women the entry point to their healing process. Some need to do more work emotionally or spiritually. Some, they can just change their nutrition and they're good to go. You know, it varies depending on how you've processed your life so far, you know, by the time I connect with women. So most women, I would dare say all, have a lot of unresolved emotional issues, partly because our mothers didn't have those kind of tools to pass on to us in terms of processing, you know, our feelings and what we go through. So they're just now learning it in their 30s and 40s and so forth. So most of the work is emotional.
Mm-hmm. Most of the work is emotional. Okay, I got it. And but how do you work? How do you mostly work with women?
So when clients come in, I thought you had an additional piece. So when clients come into the office and they experience the womb sauna, there's a chair that's open at the bottom. And there's 6 different herbal blends that I've created. All are infused with gemstone and flower essences so they can get those metaphysical benefits. And women
Hold on. Are you there? Can you hear me? I just want to make sure the listeners know. Yeah, I want to make sure they know what you're describing the vaginal steaming right now?
Yeah, I'm explaining the womb sauna experience. Yes, the steam.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty. Okay.
Okay. So they come in, they sit on this chair that's open at the bottom. The herbs are heated based on their intake form that lets me know which blend they're going to need. And then I give them crystals to hold over their womb while they're receiving their treatment. And then I wrap them from the neck to the ground in these custom sauna cakes that I have made. And so women get a full body sweat. The session is usually for an hour. There's over 25 health benefits in one treatment. And women love it. At the end of the session, they feel amazing. Their body received what it needed to receive. And most women get up saying they feel different than how they sat down. Sometimes they cry. Sometimes we have to sing and chant and pray. It's a deeply sacred experience.
Well, I can imagine. I can imagine that it is. It cannot be. How could it not be? But listen. What I want to know is about the 25, you said, health benefits. Can you name some of them?
Absolutely. So one of the benefits that women love tremendously is the fact that you can get a passive cardio benefit just because you're sweating, your heart is pumping. And so who doesn't love the fact that you get to sit there and be nurtured for an hour and get some cardio at the same time? So women absolutely love that benefit. You get to experience tonifying and strengthening your yoni as well as your pelvic floor muscles. As the heat is going, it's naturally making the yoni contract. And so it tightens the vagina, which, you know, is always something that women need to be proactive about maintaining with their vaginal health. It eliminates odors. It balances the pH of the vagina. So women who are dealing with chronic bacteria infections and yeast infections, they benefit within one treatment. It also helps the body better absorb the good things you're doing, like eating properly and taking in herbs. So by going into the bloodstream through that herbal steam, as you sweat, your pores open and drinks it up. And so by going into the body, women can actually release toxins for 2 to 3 days, even after their treatment, because it's that potent session. Yeah, so those are just some of the benefits. And if the listeners want a comprehensive list, they can download it for free off of the website. You just go to what we offer, and you'll see the tab for vaginal steaming, and you can download the entire list. And I can't tell you if this is what you'll experience with every type of vaginal steam. Our research on these benefits is based on our method, but it's powerful. Vaginal steaming across the board is powerful. So experience it wherever you are. And the womb sauna's method, literally been collecting data because we know that that's what we need here in the West. They listen to numbers and information. And so we want to be able to show how powerful this is.
So the womb sauna is not the same thing as the vaginal steaming, or it is. But the womb sauna is the place. Come on. Help me out. Pull me out of the dark ages here.
So there's vaginal steaming as an experience that has been done throughout centuries in every indigenous culture. So the womb sauna describes our specific method and adaptation of something that's existed throughout time. So we have a specific method. I actually have a womb sauna university where I train and certify practitioners in our method of vaginal steaming, and they've been helping women experience it. It's been amazing.
Wow. And you said, and they said, so they feel like their whole body went through a sauna?
Yes, it's a true sauna experience. You get a full body sweat in the womb sauna, and you feel amazing. And you know what's funny about this is when women get in the womb sauna, they're not even thinking about what's going on with their body, because we combine a coaching method with our vaginal steam, so they get to telling their womb story. I ask every woman, if I could hold a microphone to your womb and your womb could speak, what would she say her journey in life has been so far? And women begin to pull up stuff that they didn't even realize was in them. Like Taliba was saying earlier, your body holds the memories of your experiences. Those women ain't even thinking about this sweat. They're just purging so deeply emotionally that it's very powerful for them.
Wow. And did I hear you say something about, correct me if I'm wrong, Tamar, did you say something about heart detox?
Yes, we do heart detox. And I just did a conference call a few months ago where we were talking about the heart's detox. Because, again, what I have found is this generation of women in this age of awakening do not have the tools to know what to do with their anger, their pain, their frustration, their traumas. And so I've felt the need to put additional resources and education out there, because if you don't have what I call an emotional management plan, then you end up becoming a woman walking through life who thinks there's something wrong with your emotions. And there's nothing wrong with emotions. It's how we process them. And again, most of us don't have those tools. Our mothers or grandmothers or great-grandmothers didn't have those tools. So the torch has been passed to us, and we have to do the work and figure out how to process our emotions in healthy ways so we can be well and our bodies can be well. So, yes, I teach women in the womb sauna experience through breathing techniques, affirmations, talk therapy, healing touch, all of that's combined. And then after their treatment, they have a regimen. So based on what is uncovered, they're given tools until their next treatment, and they work it. They get nervous when they come into the office and they haven't done the work. They're like, oh, Lord, save us. So in between their sessions,
TNT. Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I laughed when you said that about, because I was just thinking yesterday about how we didn't get a blueprint that said, you know, this is how you are to be this lifetime as dun dun dun, whatever, whoever you are. You know, nobody, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, we look to the parents. The parents weren't the one. We came from source. And so they were just around. We, you know, we chose them for the experience. So we can't blame them for anything or ask them of them for anything. They came, look, they just like us. They didn't have a blueprint either. So that's, and the whole idea of the fun of this yummy lifetime is to be able to figure it out. Figure it out. They say, mm-hmm. Figure it out. What it, you know, it is what it is. But Taliba, let me ask you this, my dear lovely.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And oh, how we love presenting on the change of seasons. And you have a telesummit coming up on the equinox this weekend. Tell us about that.
Oh, wow. That's a whole other area of work that I do. And it's just primarily can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, you and your sound effects, girl.
Yeah, I'm just as silly as they come.
Well, I love it. I love you. But yes, her term is basically, you know, a summit with 21 women from around the world giving their expertise on living life wholly and understanding that it's about our terms. It's about how we want to live our lives with our business, being successful, our passions, and, you know, taking life very joyfully and expressing ourselves throughout the world to heal. And using all the modalities and using all the tools that we have, but more importantly, understanding that we as women, we have to really start voicing our terms, you know, really knowing what it is we're on this planet to do and start implementing those things and start living those things wholeheartedly. So that's what that's going to be about starting on Saturday. So, you know, please tune in. It's going to be a great place format for women to learn a wealth of information on all aspects of, you know, living as a woman and how to achieve balance. That's basically what it's all about. And I'll be speaking on the 21st at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm.
And where is this on? Where can they find this at? This information.
They can go to my website, divinewombsforlife.com, and just click on my events page, and it is posted there. And all they have to do is sign up. It's absolutely free. So, you know, tune in. You know, I'm encouraging every woman to really tune in and listen to, you know, what these experts have to say, because it's what we need to hear at this particular time. And it's a new moon, and it's an equinox, and it's an eclipse. I mean, how much more powerful can we be?
And that's
right
why. Hey, and you know how we be with that. And you done said the F word. You know, the F word, free, okay? Free. It's still a four-letter word. And you know how I feel. I don't feel like nothing in life is free. But, you know, the illusion is you just be ready to pay somewhere else, okay? So, anyway, retreating.
You gotta be ready.
Just be ready. retreating for me, you know, as a facilitator, it's so important, because it allows people to really get away from their environment, whatever they're dealing with. You know, you can go to a workshop and you go home, it's like, oh, Lord, you know, I'm going right back into it, you know. But when you retreat, you have a chance to die. You have a chance to be reborn. You have a chance to be healed and remember and tune in, you know. And you all are offering this opportunity, and I want you to share that information of why. And I want to know, how did it happen that you two decided to join forces, besides the obvious reason, the womb? How did it happen? And then you can go into the event and all that good stuff.
I would say strictly spirit. I mean, I don't know if Tamon remember, but when Tamon was doing Vaginal Steaming, I mean, like, this was like years ago. I can't remember the year. It was like 2008 or 9 or I don't know, somewhere back up in there. I had reached out to her via email because She had a telephone number that was an area code of 318, which is down in Louisiana. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is my sister, like somebody from where I'm from. And I reached out to her, but we didn't really connect at that particular time. And then just as spirit flows, you know, meeting people of like minds, we kind of know the same elder, a wonderful goddess sister, Sister Tanya Friedman. She kind of like told, you know, Tamar, you should hook up with Taliba. And she told me, you should hook up with Tamar. And I'm like, okay. And we did. And the rest was history.
The rest was history. I said, I found my sister from another mother. And now.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But the retreat that we are so, you know, blessed to be offering to women is really all about doing the work. And it's transforming, you know, your womb, your life, you know, every aspect of you. And I like what you said, you know, before, it's really all about doing the work and going to a workshop where you're not going to leave saying, oh, I didn't really get nothing out of that. Well, when you leave this workshop, you will be transformed, because we're not going to be sitting around talking. You know, that's one little aspect, but we don't have much words to say. We're going to be working, because with sitting on the, when you're sitting on that pot and them herbs start sitting, stuff's going to start moving. And then once you do the womb pulsing, you know, there's two aspects to it. Womb pulsing is a Tibetan technique that, you know, the monks use to help, you know, move stagnant energy that was on their body because of all the healing work that they were doing throughout the day. They didn't want to carry that weight and energy with them. So they would practice that technique. And I learned the actual physical womb pulsing from Sister, sweet, graceful Sister Anaya Sophia. And she was in the early stages of cervical cancer, and she used this technique to heal herself. And it was so powerful. I mean, it also, it was more tools that she used in combination with the womb pulsing. But when she did the womb pulsing, it was so profound to where it moved so much stagnant energy within her womb to where it pushed the cervical cancer completely out. And it's not just a technique to, you know, heal the womb if you have any heal any modalities that you're dealing with. Womb pulsing is a physical intense technique where you have a partner, and your partner is sitting on your abdomen, and you are bouncing up and down to the rhythm of sound, to some sensual music. And I take you through four rounds of when you're inside your mother's womb, as a toddler, a teenager, and adulthood. So whatever trauma that you experienced, whether it be molestation, whether it be rape, whether it be a car accident, whatever kind of trauma you've experienced through those four stages in your life, when you start doing the womb pulsing, the first round is done very lightly. The second round is a little more rhythm. The music gets a little faster. And by the fourth round, we doing some techno up in there. It's like, hey, you know, we moving. Energy starts moving immediately when you do the first round. And it's done with breath work, and I'm guiding you and, you know, the whole nine with the tools and stuff to use. But it's so profound because it not only just healed the womb, whatever past lovers that you've had sex with, that energy stays with us for 7 years. And now we have a tool where we can do womb pulsing and move that energy quicker. We ain't got to wait 7 years to get that energy off of us. So,
do you know people going to be like, well, how long? How long then?
it starts immediately. So it's when you start doing womb pulsing, you're going to be experiencing a lot of stuff that you have buried. And some women don't even remember half the stuff that come up, because it's going to bring right. everything up to the surface, and you're going to have to deal with it. And, you know, I teach you how to deal with it along the way mentally to help guide you through the whole process. But people that you haven't even talked to for years is going to start calling you, because it's coming up. You know, it brings everything up to the surface so that you can deal with it, like really observe it, understand it, why it happened, you know, when it happened, and thank it for the lesson and move it right along. Say, peace be with you. Gone, gone. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's how quick mm-hmm. it works. But
the
most important thing is not to get stuck in the process, because it brings up all hidden agendas. You're not going to be able to
Wow.
Once you in this, once in this retreat, you're going to transform. You will leave
okay.
a whole new being.
All right. Okay. Well, we, you know, we heard it. We heard it. We heard it from Taliba and Denny, and we heard it from Tama Thera. Y'all heard it first. Y'all heard it right here on the playground. And so if you don't know, you better ask somebody, TNT. Tell them where to go to get that information again so they can register today.
Go ahead, Tama.
Yeah, so you want to go to this bit.ly link. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's B as in boy, I, T as in Tom, .ly/ heal your womb. So again, that's bit.ly/ heal your womb. Again, bit.ly/ heal your womb. And the other treat that we have is some Google Hangouts that you can attend to prepare you ladies for the retreat. So you want to connect to that. Taliba, I guess after the break, I think we have to take a break, but we can get information on those upcoming hangouts.
Okay, well, you can go to Taliba's website. Taliba's on your website, right? Wombs for Life?
Yes.
Divine Wombs for Life.
DivineWombsForLife.com.
All right. Well, ladies, I am so, my sisters, I love you. I love you. I'm giving you big hugs. And we're going to definitely have to have you back on the playground real, real soon. And I will probably see you up there in Maryland. It's May 1st. I'll probably. All right. We're going to go. But I love you. I bless you. And I thank the Creator for you. Thanks for coming on the playground. See you later.
Thank you, sis.
Have a good night, everyone.
All righty. All right. I am just so thankful that we had a chance to vibe with our wonderful sister, Taliba. And so we're going to go out with Rebirth, Taliba, and Tama. I love y'all. Sherry Marie. SherryMarie.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.